Amen. The Lord bless you. It is a Tuesday, the 26th day in August, and it's the second day of our sharing. We started off a title yesterday, As For Me and My House, We Will Serve the Lord. I'm just going to reflect more on it a little bit more so that we better understand what the Lord has laid upon my heart to share with us. Father, I pray that you will breathe your life upon the word and let every heart, oh God, be awakened, be stirred up, who hears it in the name of Jesus Christ. So I started off the last sharing by saying that there is nothing that is new under the sun. And that there is no spirit that rises up today that the Christian has to fight that had not been before, that had not risen up before, that the men of old, who today we call victors, have also not fought. In this context, I am specifically referring to the current and the insurgent denial that we see every now and then by some who earlier were believers and who embraced the message of Malachi 4:5-6 and today are having a different testimony about it. I just want to bring this sharing and mention a couple of short points so that our minds are not bothered, so that anyone who is standing firm may not even, you know, be bothered at all. That this is something that is totally expected and in line with the God's plan for our day. I'm here to remind us, remember, that I am saying that as for me and my house, just as Joshua had said in the Bible verse that we read yesterday, Joshua 24 in verse 15, that we will serve the Lord. Now, the first reason why no one should be bothered about this is that this was promised. It is a falling away from the faith that must happen. If it is God's word, then it must happen. And we understand that this is happening at different levels. There is a general falling away from the concept of godliness that the world has displayed and continues to display. You know, as time goes, we see a further and further falling away from the concept of godliness. But also, this falling away does not exclude individuals who have embraced, or not embraced, but who have found themselves, for whatever reason, in the message of the hour. And it is a precursor, right, to the coming of the Lord, as said in 2 Thessalonians 2, 1 to 3. And this has repeated itself every time. Now, secondly, it is the fan in the hand of Christ. You know, Christ talked about this fan John talked about this fan in respect of Christ in Matthew 3, 12. He says that who will thoroughly purge his flaw. He will thoroughly purge his flaw. Now I'm adding an emphasis on an extra word here. Before he then gathers his wheat into the garner, which is the process of harvesting that we are all familiar with. He first thoroughly purges his flaw with the fan that is in his hand before the gathering of the wheat into the garner. I want us to know, I would like to say, brethren, that every person in regards to this message who sees the flesh of the vessel, the flesh of the man that Christ, that God used in bringing this message, rather than the message, every person who is amused by the aesthetic and the beauty of the vessel, rather than the content of the vessel, will be purged of the threshing floor as we come close to the gathering into the barn. Because the very essence, the very reason for the message, for the content of the message is not the vessel. No, if God could send his message, his word through vacuum, he will, but it's never in his pattern. But man always gets amused by the vessel, and that never or doesn't achieve God's purpose. And if anyone is in that category, they will be purged off the threshing floor. It is only a matter of time. You know, sometimes people cannot see the humanness in the vessel. People don't want to accept the humanness, if there's a word like that, in the vessel. You know, humans, based on history, historically, are known to deify the vessel. If you look back in time, think about Moses, think about, the way that the people couldn't even see Christ because of Moses. So it's history that repeats itself. Once they deify the vessel is not permitted to be human anymore. And that's what's happening here with the vessel that Christ used to bring this glorious message to us. The people have deified the vessel, so the vessel cannot be human. Because if the human side of the vessel is seen, whether by way of human fallibility or human errors, oh, then they can't take the entire thing anymore. Because their faith, because their amusement, because their attraction was on the man who is simply human and who must have his errors, who must have his fallibility, like every person in the past before him, who even carried the spirit of Elijah, had. Elijah had his errors. Elijah had his fallibility. Elisha, who also carried the anointing of Elijah, had his fallibility. There is nowhere, the prophet says that there is no way that we can talk about the ministry of Elisha without talking about the children who the bears were called out to consume. It is not every single thing. They all have their fallibility because God reserves infallibility for one person, and that is Christ. He is the God-man. Now, the people today in the message of the hour are not able to embrace the fallibility and the human side of the vessel, of the prophet. And then, if that is seen or that is shown because the vessel has been deified, then it shakes their faith and they are not able because they are anchoring it on a wrong basis. The only person who is infallible, free of error, he says that none of you can accuse me of sin. Hallelujah. He's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only human that walked this earth who is infallible. He is the champion of love. He is God in the flesh. God revealed in the flesh. Everyone else from Moses to Elijah to John the Baptist expressed their human side, and they must. Now, The third thing I would like to point out is Jesus Christ understood this human side. Remember that he was at the point when John the Baptist expressed doubt about his previous confirmation of Christ being the Messiah. It was at his low moment of doubt that Christ came forward to confirm to the people the ministry of John, that this is the Elijah that was for to come, if you can take it. Christ did not confirm the ministry of John when he identified Christ as the Lamb of God. But when John displayed doubt, that was when Christ, when he showed his human side, just then was Christ, you know, Christ was stepping in right there to reassure the people that this is the Elijah that was to come. Lest some people hearing that starts to refute or, you know, refute their belief or their stand on the claim that John made, that he was the voice crying in the wilderness. John has said it, that I'm the voice crying in the wilderness. He understood his ministry. But at that point, Christ came in to reconfirm that to the people. Today, people could have thrown him away because of that expression of weakness. History always repeats itself. Brothers, the fruit of the message will be those who are truly restored back to believing the word, the Bible. Now, that's my fourth point that I'm trying to make here. The fruit of the message are those who are restored back to believing the Bible and nothing more. Okay? Anything short of being restored back to a full trust, complete belief of the word of God is nothing but cultism and cannot stand the test of time. And that is why such faith can easily be shaken and swept off. But as for me and my house, brothers and sisters, if you want to make such a commitment as well, just like Joshua said, we will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord who is the Word. Amen. Because we have seen his star. We have seen his messenger. And hence, we have come to worship the star. No! And that's the problem today. We have seen his star, and hence we have come to worship the star. That's not what he says. We have seen his star, who is the messenger, and hence we have come to worship him, the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, lastly, or the fourth point that I would also want to make before I go to my last point, is no one should follow the message because of the person of the prophet. That is a sinking sand. You may fall away. Everyone who deserted Christ, they left because they didn't have the reason that Peter and the 12 had. Peter and the 12 gave a reason for why they were following Christ. And what was that reason? They said, who else had the word of life? That was the attraction. That was the attraction on the mountain. If the attraction on the mountain, or if the attraction to the message is anything short of this same reason, the reason of who else had the word of life. Brothers, you may be on a risk of sinking. You may be standing on a sinking sand. Hallelujah. Because God, the word of life, is the only. The word of life is the only solid rock. Christ is the only solid rock that the wise man must build his house upon. Any other reason, if it's an amusement of the flesh of the vessel, of the man, any other reason is a sinking sand. And time will soon let you know. Because when the wind of time, when the wind of criticism blows on such a house, since it's not standing on the rock, which is the word, which is the who else had the word of life? Such a house may be blown away. Lastly, brothers and sisters, let he who thinks he stands check his foundation. The foundation upon which you build, the foundation upon which you stand, lest he falls. Because Christ is the only firm foundation, and it is him, which is the word, that we have been restored. Our attraction is the word. Our love is the word. Our bridegroom is the word. Our passion is the word. Our life is the word. Hallelujah. It is nothing more than the word. It is not the vessel. It is the word. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, which is the word of God. Amen. May the Lord bless you, and may the Lord strengthen every weak feet and every weak hands to realize, to reposition their gaze on Jesus, which is the word of Christ. Amen. Which is what the message of the hour, which is what the star truly led us to. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I pray that you give everyone a great day, and may the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.